Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, April 20. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, the two adult males of Maho in police custody after $550,000 of cash seized during a drug bust on Wednesday. Exercise the Trade Winds of 2017 in Barbados to help tackle organized crime, terrorism, and natural hazards. And a Pakistan Supreme Court rules insufficient evidence of corruption to remove a PM Nawaz Sharif from office. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and a Fast Cash.
It's the Courts Home Event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts Home Event. Courts, bringing value home.
You don't have money, but you want to score.
You can't wait till month for the draw.
You have a little money, but you want more.
You need a loan, what you waiting for?
But I need to buy a weed for my head.
I use the money there to buy some bread.
I don't want food, I want the money instead.
Looks like you want to run me dread.
Faster, smarter, and better.
Go buy Fast Cash and get a loan.
Your man don't give you money, not to sweat, now.
Fast Cash right there to help you.
Visit our Rosa or Portsmouth locations or contact us at 448-3278.
Go buy Fast Cash. Two adult males are in police custody in relation to a seizure of over $550,000 cash that was discovered during a drug bust yesterday. According to police reports, the drug squad led an anti-drug operation at Belfast on Wednesday, April 19, where police discovered the monies in several different currencies, including Eastern Caribbean dollars. Police PRO Pelham John Baptist says the two males in custody are from the community of Maho.
Police seized cash in excess of 550,000 Eastern Caribbean dollars, and two adult males are in police custody in relation to that seizure. On Wednesday, the 19th of April 2017, the Drug Squad Unit of the Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force led an anti-drug operation on the west coast of Dominica. Cash totaling in excess of 550,000 Eastern Caribbean dollars was discovered and seized at Belfast. The monies seized are made up as follows: $36,940 United States currency and $167,285 European currency, converted to Eastern Caribbean currency, a total of $569,170.60. Two adult males from the community of Maho are presently in police custody in relation to that seizure. Investigations are ongoing.
Dominica's national under-16 and netball team has returned home undefeated, despite allegedly being robbed shortly after arrival in Castries, St. Lucia. The under-16 tri-series commenced on Saturday. Team Dominica defeated St. Lucia in their first match, 43 goals to 23. Selena Langley shot 35 from 45 attempts. Kayla Telemach shot 7 from 12 attempts, and Ethlyn Telemach 1 from 1. An early morning game saw Team Dominica defeating SJC Igrets, 55 goals to 14. Goal shooter Selena Langley tops the scores with 51 from 59 attempts. Ethlyn Telemach shot 4 from 6 attempts. In an evening matchup, the St. Lucia National Under-16 netball team came back with a vengeance to make amends for their 20-point loss on Saturday evening. However, Team Dominica secured an 8-point victory, although they had been behind 3 goals at halftime. Selena Langley shot 31 from 39 attempts and Kayla Telemach 11 from 16. In their fifth and final match of the tri-series held at the Vigi Sports Complex, Team Dominica was yet again victorious with a 10-point win over St. Lucia, having led throughout. Shooting for Dominica, Selena Langley scored 29 from 34 attempts and Kayla Telemach 9 from 12. Captain of the Dominica National Under-16 Netball Team, Selena Langley, topped the scores for her team with a total of 146 from 177 attempts, being 82.5%. Team Dominica won all of their 5 matches in the series. Speaking to Q95 FM Radio today, Thursday, financial crime consultant Kenneth Rejock assured the Dominican public that his research and reports done on Dominica's economy and on its government's CBI program are all factual. Rijak reported that he has recently been sued by stockbrokers in Canada who are alleging that some information which he published about them are untrue. However, Rijak assured Q95 that this case has nothing to do with the current economic issues surrounding Dominica, but he believes someone is attempting to distort the issues pertaining to Dominica.
Let me just say that while it's improper in the United States to comment on pending litigation, there's a new lawsuit, but it has nothing to do with Dominica. It has to do with stockbrokers in Canada who are alleging that some of the information I published in an article may not be true. However, that's not relevant to anything dealing with my articles on Dominica. And it looks to me like it was just posted as an effort to what we call shoot the messenger, or try to discredit anybody who's coming up with any truth about what's happening in Dominica. I will say this for the record, and I've said this also in writing, that I have never been had a judgment against me for libel, slander, or defamation of character. So anybody can file a lawsuit. Winning it is another story.
Meantime, Rijak says based on the insults and negative comments made by Dominican attorney Anthony Astafan, he's alleging that Astafan may be a possible instigator behind this lawsuit.
Well, I can only assume, based upon the fact that I have had all sorts of garbage thrown at me in the past, which I can only imagine that it probably came from the work of Anthony Astafan, who will never say that he represents Skerrit, but who has engaged in as much dirty politics and hacking that I have seen in a long time. And do I think that Mr. Astafan is behind it? I most certainly do, sir.
Economist and UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine says he would be very concerned if the findings of financial crime consultant Kenneth Rijak regarding the number of passports sold to Middle Eastern clients by the government of Dominica through its CBI program turned out to be true. Dr. Fontaine is calling on governments to address the nation about the allegation.
Indeed, I got up this morning and saw this particular article from Mr. Richard, and I subsequently heard his delivery, his conversation with you this morning. I must say that, Matt, I am extremely concerned that this information is proven to be correct. It is very, very serious, and one really wonders what is going on. Obviously, we don't have the exact proof that this has in fact happened, but from what Mr. Rojak said, he's confirmed it from a source outside of Dominica. Now, if that is in fact the case, then I think this government has a lot of questions to answer. The first one, of course, would be, why would they do something like that? And the second question is, don't they understand that this kind of action obviously has implications not only for the security of Dominica, but for the security of a number of countries across the globe? And that is a very serious thing, especially in the age, as you said, in an age of ISIS, in an age of a terrorist organization that is sworn to the destruction of Western civilization. If you're now making it easier for these individuals to get access to Western countries, then that is something that all of Dominica must be concerned. So I believe it's important that the government of Dominica comes out immediately to tell us whether or not this is the case. We want a categorical statement from the Prime Minister. He can either tell us yes or no. You know, no bitching about the bush there. This is something that we must hear from the government. The allegation is out there. It is all over the globe. It has been taken up across different countries. And I think we need to hear from the Prime Minister.
DFP General Secretary Johnson Boston is reminding Dominica's electoral commissioners that they have a duty to protect the electoral process. He says as members chosen by the highest authorities, their main objective is to serve their country and not any party political interest. Boston added that their role as the Electoral Commission is to ensure that the laws administered will guarantee free and fair elections.
We just want to say to the government and to the Electoral Commission in particular that they have a responsibility, the Electoral Commission, to safeguard our electoral process and to ensure that they take care of the whole business of ensuring that the laws are proper laws, it is well administered, and that our election can be free and fair and free from fear. And if that is not the rule, because when you are recommended by the leader of the opposition and the prime minister to sit there, you go in there and you become, you know, a professional in what you do. And at the end of the day, you're not saying I serve my party well. If she will look at you whether you serve your country well, and you mess up things politically. And we just want to say to those on the Electoral Commission that your role is to serve your country well and to ensure that you safeguard the electoral process.
Unions on island are being called to improve on their efforts in securing effective bargaining rights on behalf of their workforce. This call came from the Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus. Augustus delivered the feature address at the 19th National General Meeting of the Dominica Association of Teachers on Wednesday. The meeting was held under the theme, A Trade Union Congress, Consolidating for Greater Effectiveness in the Future.
To consolidate at the union level to secure 100% representation of the workers in the bargaining unit. As you may be aware, a union needs to secure 51% of the workers or the workforce in the establishment to be afforded bargaining rights or representational status. Unions should aim to bring that percentage from 51 to 100% so as to be in the position of strength to make demands which hitherto the management may not respond positively to, knowing that the union does not command the majority of the workforce or the workers. The union will then be bargaining from a position of strength.
Meantime, Augustus urged the DAT to strengthen its advocacy efforts on behalf of the teachers.
In the case of the Dominica Association of Teachers, to push for representation on educational boards in order to influence them. This I submit only if it does not now exist. In other words, if you are already doing it, then just continue. But if it is not being done, you should push for it. Because only when you have a voice in the formulation of policy can you influence that policy. This posture will be seen as being proactive in approach and to further represent the interests of teachers. To secure regular dialogue with the Ministry of Education in order to avoid conflict. The leadership of the union should push for such regular consultation as the basis for improved relations and the reduction of any incident of conflict. To be the mouthpiece of the teachers on all issues which impact the security of teachers. This is a fundamental requirement of the function of the leadership of the union, in that the union must respond to any negative painting of its image in society. Therefore, in that regard, it must develop a working relationship with the media houses in Dominica in order to correct any misguided labels attached to the union.
And a consultant psychiatrist at the PMH Psychiatric Unit, Dr. Griffin Benjamin, says depression is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide. Dr. Benjamin made these remarks at a consultation on mental illness on Tuesday evening. He stated further that depression is the largest contributor to disease burdens and is one of the most lethal mental illnesses. According to Dr. Benjamin, 1 in 10 persons will be diagnosed with a depressive illness in Dominica every year.
Now let's speak about disability. Depression is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide, and the figures are there to prove that. It is the second leading cause of disability, and that was predicted in 2001. It said by 2020 it will become, but we are in 2017 now, and it's already at that level. It is the largest contributor to disease burden. In other words, government, when it spends money on health, is now finding that depression is the most expensive disease to treat. Not heart disease as we all thought, and all the other conditions that we like to spend money on. We have to get our mindset away from, if we want a productive people, 3% of the budget is not enough to spend on mental illness. And we say we need to spend more. It is the most lethal, or let's say potentially, but I do not know of another, the most lethal mental illness there is. In other words, you find that suicide is more likely to be related to depression. It is said that it's prevalent around the world. 1 in 10 persons will be diagnosed with a depressive illness in our Little Dominica every year.
Dr. Benjamin highlighted the importance of the primary healthcare system in dealing with mental illness in Dominica and the rest of the Caribbean.
When left untreated, depression becomes a chronic clinical condition. If I said complications, when you become chronically ill, you basically walk, but you only move, but you move like a living dead, basically depressed. You may stay on the job for weeks, months, and years. You never take sick leave, but you produce nothing on the job. And I know a lot of persons who operate at that level. We recommend that the best strategy in Dominica and in the Caribbean to deal with that type of patient is the primary healthcare system. If we increase people's access to primary healthcare, we will succeed in decreasing the depressive symptoms and the disability.
In other news this afternoon, regional emergency forces will grapple with staged situations dealing with threats of transnational organized crime, terrorism, and natural hazards when Exercise Tradewinds 2017 takes place across Barbados from June 6 to 12. Under the theme Seamless States Partnership for a Secure Region, the length and breadth of the island will be tested during phase one of the regional exercise. The plans for Exercise Tradewinds 2017 were rolled out during a media launch on Tuesday. And Pakistan's Supreme Court has ruled there is insufficient evidence of corruption to remove Nawaz Sharif from the role of Prime Minister. It instead ordered a further investigation into money transfers. Questions arose over the business dealings of Mr. Sharif's family when three of his children were linked to offshore accounts in the Panama Papers leaks in 2015. Mr. Sharif and his family have denied any wrongdoing and dismissed the claims as politically motivated. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Two adult males of Maho in police custody after $550,000 cash seized during a drug bust on Wednesday. Exercise Tradewinds 2017 in Barbados to help tackle organized crime, terrorism, and natural hazards. And a Pakistan Supreme Court rules insufficient evidence of corruption to remove a Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from office. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.